Vatican and World News.
Pope Francis reiterates his spiritual and fatherly closeness to the people of Sri Lanka following Easter Sunday's terror attacks. A Ukrainian comedian wins the country's presidential election, and the Pope praised the Regina Caeli in St. Peter's Square, reflecting on the women meeting Jesus at the empty tomb. In the Vatican, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Churches, groups and individuals joined Pope Francis as he reiterated his spiritual and fatherly closeness to the people of Sri Lanka on Monday following Easter Sunday's terrorist attacks on three churches and three hotels in the country. Robin Gomes reports.
Vorrei esprimere nuovamente la mia vicinanza spirituale e paterna al popolo dello Sri Lanka.
Speaking to a large crowd in Rome's St. Peter's Square at midday on Easter Monday, Pope Francis said that he was very close to Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith and his Archdiocese of Colombo in the capital, and prayed for the large number of victims and wounded. While urging the international community to offer the needed help to Sri Lanka, he called on them not to hesitate in condemning these terrorist and inhuman acts that are never justifiable. The previous day, Easter Sunday, speaking after his special Easter Urbi et Orbi message and blessing, the Holy Father expressed his heartfelt closeness to Sri Lanka's Christian community as it gathered in prayer and to all the victims of the cruel violence. Among the targets in Colombo, Negombo and Batticalo are two Catholic churches, St. Anthony's Shrine in the capital and St. Sebastian Church in Negombo. No group has claimed responsibility for the April 21st explosions, many of them suicide bombings, which has killed nearly 300 people and wounded 500 others. Cardinal Ranjith described the attacks as bestial and inhuman and extended his condolences to the families of the dead and wounded.
I wish to express my deepest sorrow and sympathy to all those innocent families that have lost someone, and also to those who have been injured and rendered destitute. I would like to call upon all to pray that all those who are injured may be healed soon, and that all these families who have lost someone may be consoled. I condemn to the utmost of my capacity this act that has caused so much of death and suffering to the people. I also like to ask the government to hold a very impartial, strong inquiry and find out who is responsible behind this act, and also to punish them mercilessly, because only animals can behave like that. And I ask all our Sri Lankan people not to take the law into their own hands and maintain peace and harmony in this country.
Meanwhile, the churches in Asia have also expressed their solidarity and condolence to Sri Lanka's church. Allow me to express my sincere anguish at this tragedy that has taken the toll on scores of innocent human lives on the very day when we celebrate world over the victory of life and goodness over death and evil, wrote the president of the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences, FABC, Cardinal Charles Bo of Myanmar, in a letter to Cardinal Ranjith. Cardinal Bo, the Archbishop of Yangon, offered his fraternal support, saying, "As I place my humble prayers for all the victims of this senseless violence, I also pray for the caregivers and relief agents." In a separate message, India's Catholic Church has also expressed its pain over the blasts in Sri Lanka. Cardinal Oswald Gracious, the president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, wrote to Cardinal Ranjith saying, "The Church in India is deeply saddened and pained by the attacks. We offer our prayerful solidarity with the families of the victims and survivors of the church bombings," Cardinal Gracious, the Archbishop of Bombay, wrote. Similar sentiments have been expressed by individuals, churches and organizations from around the world. Among them are the bishops' conferences of the United States, Hungary and Germany, the Assembly of the Catholic Ordinaries of the Holy Land, the community of Sant'Egidio, President Sergio Mattarella of Italy, Aid to the Church in Need and the World Council of Churches. I'm Robin Gomes.
Official results confirm that television comedian Volodymyr Zelensky has won the final round of Ukraine's presidential elections with a landslide. The Central Election Commission said he won Sunday's ballot with about 73% of the vote, while incumbent president Pietro Poroshenko received roughly 24%. But as Stephan Boss reports, neighbouring Russia has expressed reluctance to congratulate Ukraine's next leader.
With 99% of the votes from Sunday's election counted, it has become clear that the 41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky will become Ukraine's next president. The artist defeated incumbent Petro Poroshenko, who oversaw an ongoing deadly conflict with Russia. But Russia isn't celebrating his victory yet. In a statement, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that Moscow respects the choice of the Ukrainian people, but he added that congratulations were premature. Peskov said it remains to be seen whether the Russian-speaking Zelensky's victory created a possibility of improved ties between Russia and Ukraine. However, the atmosphere was different at Zelensky's campaign headquarters. His supporters were seen celebrating when exit polls already projected his victory. Zelensky, best known for playing the role of an accidental president on television, said that in real life he is ready for the daunting challenges ahead. He says, "We did it together. Now there will be no pathetic speeches. I just want to say thank you. I want to thank all Ukrainians, wherever you are now. I promise I will never let you down." And he also adds, "To all post-Soviet nations, look at us. Anything is possible." France and Germany, which have led diplomatic efforts to defuse the conflict in eastern Ukraine, are also congratulating Volodymyr Zelensky on being elected as president. French President Emmanuel Macron's office said Monday that he spoke with Zelensky and restated his readiness to work alongside Germany in the so-called Normandy format, which also involves Ukraine and Russia, to end the fighting between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists. Those sentiments were echoed by the European Union. And separately, US President Donald Trump congratulated Zelensky. He called the election an essential moment in Ukraine's history and noted the peaceful and democratic manner of the electoral process. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
North Macedonia is heading for a presidential election runoff, with both candidates more or less tied and the outcome potentially determined by an ethnic Albanian candidate eliminated in Sunday's first vote. The governing centre-left party's candidate, Stevo Pandorovski, and conservative Jordana Siljanovsa will face off on May the 5th. Tensions escalated on Monday after talks broke down between Sudanese protesters and the country's military rulers. The strains come amid indications the army could move in to break up the demonstration in the capital, Khartoum. The protesters have demanded a swift handover of power to civilian rule after the military earlier this month ousted autocratic President Omar al-Bashir after 4 months of street protests against his 30-year rule. Swiss police say two incendiary devices were thrown on Monday morning at the Turkish Consulate General in Zurich. Three men have been arrested. Zurich police said officers patrolling the area noticed the incident in which a hedge outside the building caught fire. They were able to extinguish the blaze immediately. A strong earthquake has shaken the area around the Philippine capital, prompting thousands of people to flee to safety. There were no immediate reports of injuries or widespread damage. The 6.3 quake was centred near the town of Gutad on Luzon Island. Cypriot authorities on Monday were searching a flooded mine shaft where two dead female bodies were discovered, as well as a nearby lake for further bodies. They are conducting the search in the wake of last week's discovery of the bodies in abandoned mine shaft and the disappearance of the 6-year-old daughter of one of the victims. The suspect in the killings, a 35-year-old Greek Cypriot military officer, remains in custody. One of the victims has been identified as a 38-year-old Filipino woman who is the mother of the missing child. Heavy rains unleashed a landslide in a remote mountain town in northwestern Colombia over the weekend, killing at least 17 people and injuring 5 more. Officials said rescue workers were continuing their search for victims, removing earth and debris with heavy machinery. President Ivan Duque went to the afflicted area last night. Returning to church news now, and Pope Francis prayed the Regina Caeli in St. Peter's Square this Easter Monday and reflected on the Gospel of St. Matthew that describes the women meeting Jesus at the empty tomb. Sean Patrick Lovett has more.
the role of women as the first witnesses to the resurrection. Before praying the Regina Caeli, which takes the place of the Angelus during the Easter season, the Pope reflected on the Gospel of the Day for Easter Monday, in which St. Matthew takes us back to the empty tomb of Jesus. The women, full of awe and joy, are leaving in a hurry to go and bring the news to the disciples. And at that moment, Jesus presents himself before them, said Pope Francis. The Lord tells them not to be afraid and encourages them to go and announce to them others what has happened.
Gesù scaccia dai loro cuori la paura e li incoraggia ancora di più ad annunciare ai fratelli ciò che è accaduto.
All the Gospels emphasize the role of women, Mary of Magdala and the others, as the first witnesses of the resurrection, said the Pope. They were the first to meet the risen Christ and to bring the message that he was alive.
Maria di Magdala e le altre come prime testimoni della resurrezione.
Pope Francis said the words of Jesus addressed to the women resound for us today too. Do not be afraid. Go and proclaim. We too are called to meet him personally and to become his heralds and witnesses, he said. The risen Jesus walks beside us, continued Pope Francis. He manifests himself to those who call on him and who love him. We meet Jesus first of all in prayer, said the Pope, but also in simple joys, lived with faith and gratitude, sharing moments of friendship and welcome, or even contemplating nature. Pope Francis reminded us of the words spoken to the women by the angels at the empty tomb on that first day after the Sabbath. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen.
Perché cercate tra i morti colui che è vivo? Non è qui, è risorto.
Christ's resurrection was humanly unthinkable, said the Pope. He described it as the most shocking event in human history. But the resurrection of Jesus is also proof of the victory of God's love over sin and death, he said. It's what gives our hope of life a rock-solid foundation. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to check out our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and also on Twitter. Many thanks goes to Adriano Vitali in the studio in the Vatican. Thank you for joining us.